Recording. Hi, Lucy.
Hi.
Thanks for letting me record today's session. I really appreciate it.
You are very welcome. Thank you for giving me your time and your coaching.
My pleasure. My pleasure. I mean, just to design a few things before we start off, if you don't mind, everything that we talk about will remain confidential. This recording will be shared with my mentor coach for ICF accreditation purposes. And if it qualifies, then I will need your written approval. Will that be all right?
Absolutely, no problem.
Excellent. It's great to hear that. So this is our very first session together. And I'm just wondering, how would you like me to be with you today? How would you like me to participate in this conversation today?
Yeah, this is our first session together. I would just love you to be yourself and just... Yeah, you always, whenever we have interacted in other ways, you've always just shown up exactly in a way that's helpful to me. So just be yourself, please, and I will be myself.
Okay, noted. Pleased to hear that. So what would you like to focus on today?
So today I'd really like to focus on a particular relationship that's in my life that has been causing me a wide variety of emotions and kind of issues for probably quite a long time.
I see. So we're going to focus on a relationship that is causing some wide variety of emotions.
Yeah.
You got me curious.
Yeah. So this is a friend called Katie. This is a friend I've had since I was 9 years old, and we were at school together. We were very close during school. We went to different universities and have never sort of lived in the same place since we were at school together. We've always lived in different places from each other, but we've always stayed very close. So we're now 36. So yeah, we've been friends for a long time. And she has gone through many life changes. As an adult, she got married quite young. She had an affair. She got divorced. She then got married to the guy that she had an affair with. After having a child with him, he was dreadful. It was very difficult. They then have split up. She's now engaged to somebody else and has had a second child, her second child, and the first child with this new man. And I think our relationship has definitely changed a lot over the years, and I feel a lot less close to her, but it kind of causes me some anxiety because I feel like I have a lot of judgment on her decisions and on her actions, and I don't really like feeling that way towards someone who I do care about and I want her to be happy. But I have a lot of judgment around what she's done that I've tried to let go of over the last 8 years, and I've not done a very good job of that.
I see. Thanks for sharing. As you're speaking, what I'm noticing is that your eyes closing, I see your hand pushing away, and I see you pointing your heart. What's happening in you?
It's really difficult. It's really emotional for me. I find it to be a very emotive subject for me. I've talked about it over the years with different people who also, my mum, who's known her a long time, and my husband, who's not known her for a long time, and other friends who have known her through me for a long time. And I've tried to figure this out with, you know, through talking through it with other people. But I think a lot of the problem is it's me. It's not what she's done. It's how I have responded to it. And I just feel this massive judgment that I don't like having. And I need to somehow let go of something. But I just can't get my head around it. And I can't quite do it. Because I feel like I'm being a really inauthentic friend. And we're not nearly as close as we used to be. And I think that has naturally happened. But it's a real, like, I can't get a handle on this.
So one of the things that I'm hearing is judgment.
Yeah.
And you're wanting to changing your perspective towards what's happening.
Yeah, because I can't change what's happened and I can't change her, but I can change what I think and feel about it.
I see. What will be kind of a meaningful outcome today for you?
This is a hard question. I think I would like to kind of come away almost feeling just more relaxed. Maybe less worried about all of this, just a bit more chilled about it. Maybe having addressed some of the judgment that I hold. I don't think I'm going to let go of a lot of judgment today, but I want to feel a little bit more relaxed about the process and about what I'm doing and thinking and feeling. Does that make sense?
Tell me more about it.
It's so weird. I don't really even know where to begin. It feels really complex. Sometimes I've gone through, especially over the last year and a half, I feel like I have played out all these different scenarios in my mind of whether we have to have a conversation, whether I don't really want to be friends with her anymore. I mean, this is silly because it sounds like it's school. And I think because we've been friends since school, I think it's almost like our friendship, I'm not sure that our friendship has transcended our time at school. If I met her now, I don't think I would be friends with her. Sometimes I worry that I don't even really like her very much anymore because I don't know if we share values and I don't know if we see the world in the same way and I don't know if we go about things, not the same way, but in a complementary way. You don't have to be the same as your friends, but sometimes I feel that we're still friends through habit rather than a strong desire to still be in each other's lives. Oh, this is my perspective. I don't know how she feels. And over the years, I've kind of been the only friend that's really close friend. Like we were best friends. I had other good friends and she didn't. And that's kind of almost been a trend throughout our lives that I think she's needed more from me than I've ever needed from her. But what is great is she now has a new group of friends where she lives who are kind of mum friends, and she's in the UK and she has an extremely high powered career and she kind of has done amazingly well in all these areas, apart from, in my opinion, her sort of personal and romantic like decisions and what drives her and what she does. I feel like I'm totally waffling because I don't really know what it is. Sorry.
That's fine. It's okay.
Yeah.
What makes you care for this relationship?
I care about her. Sometimes I worry that there is a power imbalance that I feel almost like she needs to be like, almost as if she needs to be not protected, but looked after. And I'm the only one who's not, you know, when she had her affair and broke up with her husband, she obviously, as you can imagine, lost a lot of people in her life. And she's not ever had a lot of female friends. She's in the military. She's quite a male character, if that makes sense. And I think I feel a sense of like responsibility or duty to just stay in her life. But I'm not sure I don't particularly enjoy it. I think that's what it is. Yeah, it's weird.
May I offer you what I'm kind of noticing? It feels like you're kind of going through a polarity or having a polarity in you. At one end, you disagree with what she's doing or what she's living. And there is a sense of judgment around that. Even I'm feeling that as you're judging her, you're judging yourself or what's happening. And on the other hand, you're trying to come from this protective, responsible place where you care for her.
Yeah.
It feels like you're kind of torn in between these two opposites.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it feels that way.
Yeah. I just noticed that when I said, as you're judging, you're also judging yourself, you just smiled, giggled. What happened?
It just hit home. You know, I feel like she would have no idea how much I possibly torture myself around this. And I do judge myself. And I feel like a lot of my friends and family, I feel that they are, they think I'm very good for always sticking with her, shall we say. And I think they probably wouldn't have done the same. And I don't really know what it is about myself that I'm judging. I think I'm maybe just judging the fact that I'm judging myself for having judgment, because I don't, that's not who I want to be. I think that's what it is.
So who do you want to be in this relationship?
I think I want to be the person that I've shown her that I am, but I'm not feeling it internally. I think I want to be a non-judgmental friend who will always be, you know, kind of by her side and support her kind of no matter what. And I think that she thinks I'm that person, and I feel really inauthentic, and I feel like I'm kind of betraying her because I am judging her a lot more than she thinks I am, because I'm very good at portraying the opposite to her.
So I'm hearing authenticity, and at the same time, I'm hearing portraying the opposite of what you're feeling. And I see smiling again.
Yeah, and that's where it's all messy, because I don't like that. That's not who I am. It's not who I am. She's the one person in my life who I feel like I'm not authentic with. That's it.
What's going to be different for you when you become non-judgmental in this relationship?
My immediate reaction there was, I don't know if that's possible, which is really sad, because I didn't expect to think that when you asked me that. If I can imagine myself becoming non-judgmental, I'll just kind of go with the flow a bit more, and if I'm less judgmental, maybe I will look forward to our interactions more. Like, she's not somebody I seek out, you know. We share a reasonably frequent, like, a message or a voice note. You know, I send her children a birthday present and a Christmas present. And if I'm in the UK and if I'm near her geographically, I feel obligated to see her rather than choosing to see her. And it would be lovely if all of this stuff went away and it kind of flipped and it was more of a choice and I actually enjoyed it more. You know, I always want to see every other close friend in my life, but I feel obligated to see her.
And when you feel obligated to see her, what's happening in you?
I resent it. I think I resent her sometimes. I think a lot of my issues are because I feel that she's never really, it's almost like I feel like she's never really apologized for what she did. Not that I need an apology. And I think she has apologized to her ex-husband since. I worry that I am moving towards resenting her, like, taking up space in my life. Because over the last few years, in a really wonderful way, like, I really know who my good friends are. You know, I know who's there for me, and I know who I'm, who I deeply care about. And sometimes I think I care about her maybe in a more superficial way because it's how it's always been and it's a habit. And I think I feel like I would be very happy if we just, almost like where we are now is maybe okay. It's very low key, but it's easy because I'm away, I'm abroad. I feel like it would be, it's that whole thing of when I go back and I feel obligated to see her. And if it's just the two of us, we always have a really nice conversation and we have a laugh. But I don't really look forward to it. And I just feel like there's space in your life for people. And I think I am starting to resent the space that she takes up. And even the fact that I feel like it takes up a lot of my brain power. The fact that I'm even talking about it today, there are more people in my life who I feel less conflicted about. But she ends up taking up more space, which is interesting because my husband, if he heard me say that, he would be like, oh my God, yes, she takes up so much space in your life. And he doesn't have a lot of time for her. And he's a very tolerant man. And he doesn't have a lot of time for her. Partly because of what I've told him and partly because of what he's experienced. Yeah. Oh, I'm just a big mess about it.
So I hear judgment, mm-hmm. obligation, mm-hmm. resentfulness, mm-hmm. even when you talk about the space that she's taking in your mind, I kind of sense the same level of resentfulness. Yeah. And I'm wondering, what is it that you would like to address in the session which may support you moving forward?
I think I need to address sort of how much I let it affect me. I think it's around boundaries, and I have thought about this before and I've not got very far with it, but I think I need to create a bit more of a boundary emotionally as a bit of a buffer so that I don't let it, because I believe that I have like full control over how much I let her affect me. I totally get that. She doesn't know, she's way over there. You know, she's thousands of miles away. She has no idea. And that's great, because actually, if I can address how much I let it seep into me instead of maybe creating a bit of a buffer or a boundary, I think that would be most helpful for me. Yeah.
So I hear an emotional boundary, I hear buffer. So when you create that buffer, and I see your hands kind of opening wide.
Protecting me as well.
Exactly. It's like as if you're creating your own territory.
Yeah. Yeah.
What did you notice?
Yeah, I think the word territory is really interesting, and it really, yeah. I think a lot of people have said to me in the past that she's quite territorial of me. So it's quite interesting to think about me creating my own territory, actually. I like that.
So when you create that territory, that buffer for your own self, what difference is it going to make for you?
I think I will spend less time and energy even thinking about it all, let alone worrying about it all and then worrying about judging. And I think if I create that, I will be able to put into the friendship and take out from the friendship like what I choose, which I think is really good. I'll have a bit more control over my own role in the friendship.
Okay, so how would you know at the end of today's session that you created that territory and buffer?
It's almost visual, like I can really visualize this. I mean, I'm kind of this, it's like this curve that goes around my body, almost as if I'm in like a pod, and I'm protected, because it goes all the way around me. It's like 360 degrees. And I can imagine, if I know I've got that, it's almost like walking away from today, I can picture it, but also it's something I can imagine coming back to when I feel that there's a risk of myself soaking up things around it, that actually I'll remind myself, no, it's okay, I have a buffer. Let it hit the buffer and not let it come inside. I think it's really visual.
I see. So I hear this pot, curvy pot all around you, 360, and it's as if it enables things to bounce back.
Yes. Yeah. Like exactly.
Hmm. How close are you to create that?
Probably closer than I thought, even just by articulating it. And I feel less anxious, like my toes aren't going like they were at the beginning. I just feel a bit calmer. So I probably feel like I'm quite close to creating it. You know, yeah, I do. I feel close to creating it because I've realized that that's what I need. And once I realize what I need, once I know what it is, I'm actually very good at making the jump between where I am now and where I need to be. Like that, it's the figuring it out bit that is harder for me. So now that I know it's what I need, I'd probably like a 9 out of 10 or something.
So you're pretty close.
Yeah.
It's so all about insight and awareness.
Yeah, I just need to figure out what it is. And now that I have this idea of this buffer, I feel a lot more comfortable already. Yeah.
I'm noticing a shift in your voice, Lucy.
Yeah.
That if I may offer, there was a sense of kind of frustration, you know, out of that judgment, perhaps, out of that resentfulness, perhaps. Yet now I hear you coming from a place of certainty and decisiveness. There is the sense of decisiveness in your voice.
Yeah.
What do you feel?
Yeah, I feel that too. What I'm wondering, which is coming in for me now, is it just because I've gone, right, great, I can do something about this. I worry that it's just like, I don't know if it's a gremlin even or something in my head, but I have gone from this uncertainty into this certainty, and I can hear it and feel it in myself as well. But I don't know if that's just because I'm very good at doing, and now I can do this creation, I can create this buffer, and there's something in me that worries, or not that it worries me, but that I wonder, is that just not dealing with it? Is that just not dealing with the internal stuff around the resentment and the judgment? But maybe it's one step at a time. Maybe if I create the buffer, then I can see over time if maybe I naturally just don't feel the same internal anxiety and fraughtness because the buffer is doing that job. So I think I just needed to check that in my own head. Like, was I trying to paper over it with this buffer? But I don't think so. That was all.
So there seems to be a lot of thoughts crossing your mind. And I'm just wondering what would be kind of a key place to start exploring?
I think it's about how to create the buffer in a way that doesn't just push down all of these feelings, but it actually is part of the process of not having this internal stuff. It's not about papering over. So it's how to create the buffer in a way that will also alleviate this internal chaos and anxiety and stuff, the swirling that my hand is doing.
What's swirling you when you do that?
Yeah, just all the stuff inside, just all of the mixed feelings and the guilt and the resentment and the judgment. So I think if I can create the buffer in a way that helps to soothe that, then that's a really good way to go forward.
Tell me more about this buffer.
It's curved because it goes around, but being curved is very important. It's not a harsh, it's not a box. I'm not like in some box with hard edges. It's curvy because it's not a harsh buffer. It's not for, I'm not creating it to be horrible or harsh or painful. I'm creating it to actually protect myself and to soothe and to, it's a softening actually, rather than a hardening. I'm almost going away from being hard and moving into a softer place. So it's this, it might even be like, if you hit it, it doesn't, it's not like a smack. It's more of a it's like a soft, like a soft rubber, like a jelly, or, you know what I mean? It's not super, super hard, but it will protect me because it's there.
So I hear that this curvy pot doesn't have kind of harsh edges. It's round shape and it's jelly-like.
Yeah.
and there's kind of softness to it, yet it's very protective.
Yeah, 100%. Mm.
What was the sense of it?
It's sort of, I can't think what it is that I'm comparing it to, but it's sort of got a bit of a wobble to it. It's blue. It's like a light blue.
Okay.
There's something I'm picturing. I think it's like those, I'm picturing something, but I don't know what it is. Almost like those balls in the gym you get that are the half balls. They're like a little bit wobbly, but they've got a, it's almost like the internal bit is harder, but the exterior is a little bit wobbly. So it's got this sort of slightly jelly-ish wobble to it. On the outside only, the bit that is hit by my friend or whatever it is, that's, it's not going to hurt her, but it's going to protect me. That's really important.
I see. So if she ever comes and hits to it,
yeah,
it's going to be protective of you, and it's going to protect her anyway, because it's not going to hurt her. But I'm wondering what's going to wobble in you when she comes and hits it.
I don't think anything's wobbling in me. I think the wobble is all on the outside. I picture it that she hits it and she gets sort of gently bounced away. Yeah. But on the inside, it's almost like, say that, you know, it goes like this, and the inside bit is actually harder, and the outside is what's soft. So I can imagine being inside it. It's so funny. I can imagine being inside it and not feeling when it's happening on the exterior, because I'm totally protected, but without causing damage to somebody else, you know.
Yeah. I'm wondering, what is the value that you will be honoring when you're creating this wobbly pot around you?
Compassion. 100%. Yeah, and actually I feel really emotional even saying that. I think it's compassion, because she needs compassion, and I want to give her compassion. And I think by doing this, I can do it without detrimental effect to myself.
What did you connect with, Lucy?
The word value, because I feel like a lot of my internal thoughts and dialogue and opinions about our relationship and her has been in real conflict with my values. Being able to identify a value, and as soon as you said the word value, I knew exactly what it was. So being able to actually connect this with a value of mine, it makes me feel a lot more at peace, because I feel like I'm not in conflict with my values, because I've felt like that for a while with her, I think.
It seems like you just had a realization of something. If you are to pause here and reflect back to what we already talked about, where are we in our conversation?
Oh, that was a big realization. I feel relief, because I can see that I, like for years, I have felt that this sense of being not myself or not being authentic with her, it's actually been this, I felt this fear that I am not being true to who I am and to my values by how I've been showing up for her. So it's massive to kind of think, actually, all I have to do is do this one really small shift that allows me and frees me up to stay true to a really important value of mine, while still, you know, being there and being in her life and not having to, not doing something I don't want to do. You know, this is a way of a win-win is how this feels. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What is it like to say all of these?
Nice. It feels like a relief. It's quite peaceful now.
So there's this sense of peacefulness and sense of relief.
Yeah.
What is it that you might be relieving yourself from?
Lots of things. a lot, honestly, so much from since we were nine. A lot. It's not my job to look after her, and I know that, but now I really know it, that this buffer will, it helps me define my role in the relationship more.
So what is unique about that role that you may consider taking in this relationship?
It's something around being more equal, not being, I was always like the tall one and she was always the small one, and I was always like at school, I always did better than she did, and it was kind of, it just, even physically and internally, there was a power imbalance, I believe. And I think that now, and I don't like that power imbalance, it gives me absolutely zero pleasure or anything. It makes me uncomfortable. So I think now the buffer and this shift allows me to see her as, you know, we are two women who are going through life, who are, you know, making good decisions and bad decisions and facing challenges and, you know, doing our thing and being equals and not being her like protector or her savior or trying to fix her, because I think I've fallen into that trap in the past. Even just in my own thinking, I thought that much more about being equal and just being, you know, we are two people who are independent, who are friends, but we're not this like intricate, we were so close and it was a bit suffocating, and now there's a bit of distance and we're equals, and that's much healthier.
What a powerful realization that you had.
Yeah.
I see you holding her in her own power, in like holding her with accountability. I see you honoring the value of equality.
Yeah.
Balance, protection for both sides.
Yeah. And you know what's interesting? I think this will also allow me to let her in a little more in my life, because there are big things happening that I have not let her in on. And it feels like I've been punishing her. But I've decided I'm not going to share that with her, because it feels like that's the way I've been punishing her for the resentfulness I've been feeling. And I'm now thinking, well, that's not nice. And this new dynamic makes me think, I'm going to really think carefully about what I really actually want to let her in on and what I want to talk to her about and share with her. Might not be everything, but I think maybe some things.
As I'm listening to you, what I'm wondering is that as you do that, what is the value that you're going to honor?
I think it's that connection. Because while this buffer is really important, I feel like I'm in control of it. So I can choose to let her in when I want that. But the buffer's there when it's sort of, I don't know if it's unwanted, but there's a fluidity, there's a flexibility there. So the buffer isn't all of the time. So I think this connection value is really important for me. And I think I felt a bit disconnected from her for a long time. So if I manage the buffer and I manage and choose what I let her in on or where I let her in versus when I need to just put up this buffer. So the connection is actually going to be deeper, because it's through my choice rather than it being forced on me.
I see. So I hear compassion, I hear connection around this buffer. And as you were talking about connection, I saw you again pointing your heart. Mm-hmm. And what I'm wondering is that, if anything, what is it that in your heart that is longing for this connection?
That's a really good question. I think it's a need from my side. I don't want to give up on us and our friendship and her. I still have like needs and wants in that relationship, and I think that's where it comes from.
So there is this desire to stick to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sounds like making sure that it works out in a way.
Yeah, I really want that actually. And I've had so many opportunities where I could walk away. It would have been difficult, but it would have been possible if I'd wanted to. And for some mm-hmm. reason, I kept in. And I kind of think I kept in for a reason. And I do like to think that when we're old and very gray, we'll still be friends. You know, and I had a dream about her daughter last night, and it was lovely. And I was already thinking that I wanted to talk this through today, but the fact that I had a dream about her daughter that was a really lovely dream, I don't know, it fits, feels good.
You seem to be really caring for her.
I do, a lot.
So what is your vision for this buffer that you want to create?
Yeah, I feel really like I have it. I love the idea that it's my choice as well. I think a lot of it's around choice. So the buffer's there when I need it, but it's not there all the time because sometimes I won't want it or need it. So it's a fluid, flexible, jelly-like, light blue buffer. It's very weird.
So I hear the word of choice again, and I'm wondering is that who do you become when you're at choice?
I think true to myself. It's just, yeah, choice is so important, and yeah, I like being able to make my own choices. I like being able to, you know, I believe that all of the stuff, it's all me. So if I can embrace that ability to choose and actually like do it, then the end result is going to be much better and much more aligned with who I am and with my values. And I'm already even thinking these words like resentment and judgment, they actually feel really far away now.
How far are you?
Hmm?
How far are you?
Oh, they're really far away. I feel that they are not even in my like peripheral vision.
I see.
I'm much further away. And actually, I'm further away from that because I'm closer, I think, to who I actually am, because those words are not who I am. You know, it doesn't fit. And that's what I've been fighting with for years. But now this space is much more, this fits.
And when they're so far away, what is showing up for you in your peripheral vision?
They're sort of in the past, and what's interesting is a visual I got of where they were is very much the countryside where we grew up, which is funny because neither of us lives there now. So maybe, yeah, it's really, yeah, maybe they're, although obviously it wasn't all about that time of the past, but there's something around leave those where they were, we leave those in the past. They probably started where we grew up in that country. So they did start where we grew up in that countryside that I'm picturing with fields and blue sky and the sea. And like that time is over, and now it's that's past.
Yeah. So what is the meaning that you're giving to that image, which is in the past?
I'm very accepting of it. Like it's quite a pretty image. It's not a bad, dark, scary image. So there's an acceptance around that happened, and it's okay that it happened, and maybe it needed to happen. And also, who knows what she's learned from all of this? I don't want to make assumptions, but she won't think nothing about all of this. So, you know, it's in the past, and I have mine and she has hers. And yeah, I feel really like accepting of it. It's there, but it's not going to get in the way.
I see. May I offer you what I'm kind of noticing? In the beginning, you came in with this sense of judgment, and there were so many other emotions around that and thoughts. Now I hear you saying acceptance. What a big shift.
Yeah, it's a good word. I like that word. And acceptance of all sorts. So thank you for noticing that. You're right.
What is it that you may like to kind of acknowledge in yourself?
I know who I am and I know what my values are. And I really appreciate that I know when I'm out of sync with my values. That's how important they are to me. So as soon as you said the word values, it was like, oh, that is what all of this is. I was out of sync with them and now I'm not. That's big. And I'm so grateful that I know what they are and I know who I am. Because if I didn't, then it wouldn't be so easy to join those dots.
So that the value of compassion, the value of acceptance, the value of protection, kind of an equality in a way, being in this relationship.
Yeah, definitely the compassion and the connection and the acceptance just sort of underpins all that.
So if you were to pause again here and just to turn our heads back in our conversation and see where you are.
In a totally different place, genuinely. Crazy, yeah. I'm in an easier place.
So how do you want to be here moving forward?
I've kind of got to where I wanted around this, feeling more relaxed, feeling more chilled out about it all. But I definitely feel like I've regained a little bit of control, which is important to me. And I feel, I kind of feel quite positive and quite hopeful about, I guess, I'll probably reach out to her and just say hi and see how she is, you know.
How willing are you to do that?
Yeah, I'm very willing. Yeah, I really am. I'm going to leave her a voice note because I'm going to tell her that I had a dream about Sophie, who's her oldest daughter, last night. And I know she'll really appreciate that. So I'm just going to, leave her a little voice note, check in, see how she is, and go from there.
And I see that compassionate and caring Lucina in front of me.
Thank you.
If anything that you may like to take away with you from today's conversation, anything that might be useful for you, what will that be?
I think it's something around when I'm feeling really in chaos and how I was at the beginning, and when I'm feeling, I don't know if it's stuck, but just when I'm feeling like I'm really struggling, I think if I can remember to ask myself, like, what is it that I feel like I'm not honoring in my values? There's something around connecting how I'm feeling to my values when I'm struggling, I think I'm just going to try and connect to my values and figure out what is in friction here and what do I want, and try and sort of reframe around maybe moving towards my values with the same situation. So I think it's values. That's the biggest thing, is connecting to them might help me work through stuff where I'm feeling completely lost.
I see.
Yeah.
What do you need to do to make it happen?
Probably spend a very short period of time or a short bit of time just really reconnecting to what my values are and just kind of reaffirming them and what they really mean for me. I think that's it. Just a little bit of time reconnecting and reaffirming the values so that when I am challenged, I know what my what the values pot looks like. I'm not then going, oh, what was it again? You know, I'm really, really secure on that.
And if anything, what do you need from yourself to make it happen?
Time. I just need to say, I'm going to spend some time to do this because there's always something else to do. Yeah, time. I think I have everything else. I enjoy doing that sort of exercise, but it's the time.
I see you very, very value driven.
Mm-hmm. Very.
And I'm noticing that the shift in our conversation happened when you really deeply connected with your core values, mm-hmm. especially the value of compassion. What I'm wondering is that when you come from that value of compassion and look the other relationships that you have around yourself, what do you see possible?
What I see, first of all, is that I have a lot of compassion in all my other relationships, which makes me like, I love that that was what I saw. And then I think what's possible is just more of the same, because I know I have it. This is the one relationship I've struggled with. I feel very certain that I have enormous compassion in all of my other relationships. So just more of it, more of the same.
And I see again that clarity and certainty in you.
Yeah.
And I would love to acknowledge you for that.
Thank you.
In a very short time span, how have you shifted from a place of judgment to a place of compassion to honor the truth in you?
Yeah.
So I'm wondering whether or not it's a good place to pause for today.
Yeah. Yeah, that it feels like a good place to me. Feels like a good place.
Is there anything else that you would like to share before we end the session?
No, I'm really good. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your trust, for your authenticity and openness. I really appreciate that.
Thank you. I appreciate so, you.
So feelings are the same.
Yes, mutual appreciation society.
Exactly. Let's create some ripple effects.
Yeah.
Compassion and appreciation.
Love it.
So I hope to see you soon again. Take care.
You too. Thank you, Ibru.